This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Engineering Career Coach Podcast, where I will be talking with Robert J. Corey. He's the CEO of Agile Rainmakers. We'll be talking about navigating the complexities of career development, optimizing internship programs, and cultivating a fulfilling work environment for engineers, especially interns. Now, I'm your host, Jeff Perry. I'm a leadership and career development expert, and I'm the author of The Intentional Engineer. And you can find more information on my work at jeff-perry.com. And this is the Engineering Career Coach Podcast, the first podcast dedicated to helping engineers and technical professionals with both their personal and professional development. Now it's time to jump into the main segment of our episode. Today we have a repeat guest with me, Robert J. Corey. Robert was with us on episode 301 about a year ago. So Robert, welcome back to the Engineering Career Coach Podcast.
Jeff, thanks so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so excited to have you again. Now, for people who maybe haven't listened to your episode last time you were with us, just give us a quick intro about you and what you're up to these days.
Happy to. So what I do for most of my time is I advise high growth companies, having been involved with three different companies that grew tremendously. I take that expertise to various businesses and support them in their growth, whether they're in crypto, fintech, cold chain, retail, you name it. And I also hire lots of interns and I train and develop them. And I've got a program for interns that really helps them learn a lot, thrive, and contribute to clients with project work that's really worthwhile. And having done that now for 5 years, I've written two books about it. One is called How to Intern Successfully, which helps the student get out of their own way and do the best they can. And the second is Intern Management, which basically explains what I do, how I do it, so a company, a nonprofit, any kind of organization can bring in interns and get the most out of it.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I mean, like any employment situation, an internship is a two-way street where both the employer and the intern need to do what they can to make it the best experience possible. So you've been thinking about this and obviously writing about this for a long time. In your opinion, what are the top things and principles that can help make an internship experience exceptional rather than just okay or sometimes even bad?
I think if I were to focus on maybe two or three, because I've outlined nine, let me just focus on two or three. One is empathy. Really put yourself in that student's shoes. What is it like for them to be who they are today in this interconnected global environment, right? What is it like? Think about, you know, what they may be feeling, experiencing, and work with it. You have to put yourself in their shoes, and then you can create an exceptional internship from there. So start from thinking about it from their perspective rather than from your own. That's a huge, huge advantage when you do it that way. And secondly, I would say bring the intentionality. So having an intention for every aspect of the internship, and in fact, practically for every interaction during the internship, makes a huge difference. And this starts long before the intern shows up. You want to have your intentions laid out. Why are you even hosting an intern? What do you want to get out of it? And then let them know that. Be intentional in your communication, and then be intentional in what is expected of them throughout. If I were to boil it down, those two are key: empathy and intentionality. Of course, there are seven others, Jeff, so I could get all into that, but I'll just leave it with those two right now.
Right. Well, you're speaking my language especially when you're talking about intentionality, because I wrote the book, The Intentional Engineer. And so the word intention is so critical for all of us. And I hope we recognize the importance of that intentionality, both for the intern again and the employer. So Robert, if I was a manager and we've decided, I went through the process to procure and say, hey, and I got approval to bring in an intern, and now it's time, we're maybe a couple weeks or a month away from the intern starting, we've chosen the intern and prepping for that internship. How can I best prepare to help the intern have a great experience and also get the most utility and value and utilize the skills that they're going to bring, which is why we hire an intern in the first place?
Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure you've got buy-in from everyone on your team. You want to make sure other managers are on board with hosting an intern. Make sure they're clear why you're doing it and what you're out to get from it. That way, it's kind of a team making it happen, and everyone's bought in and clear and all that. So that is key, so that the intern feels comfortable when they're there and everyone else is comfortable too. So I would make sure you got that buy-in. Second thing I would do, to the extent you can, you said only a few weeks. Typically, I think you have a little more time, maybe a couple of months or so before an intern shows up. One of my favorite things to do is to set up a 30-minute call with the incoming intern every 6 to 8 weeks before they start. And in that 30-minute call, let them know, first off, that the interviewing is done, they're coming. And you want that 30-minute call to get to know them a little bit, how school is going for them, their activities, sports, how's life going? And also in that call, share about what's happening in your organization. Help them get a little familiar with terms of art and trends, maybe say things they could read to prepare. But mostly you're building a relationship so that when they come day one, they're not all nervous, right? Back to the empathy. They're not all nervous and stressed about, you know, who are you? What's the company? All of that. No, they're easing into it and they're clear because you've had these, you know, every 6 to 8 weeks, you had a 30-minute conversation with them to, you know, build a relationship. So I think that is key when you can do that. One of the side benefits of doing that, though, is as you talk to them, you get a sense of their interests and their abilities, and that way you can calibrate the projects that they'll be working on. And that way you're more in tune with their interests and their capabilities and their drive and all that. And that way the projects can be a match for that. So it gives you a little time to prepare even better. The last thing I will say, and again, another one of my favorite things, is creating a guidance document. And that guidance document would have the purpose of your organization, its mission, its values, but also cultural things, how you do things at your organization, maybe some of the history there, maybe where are the resources. But if it's just one document that they can read through and you've gone through and thought it through before they've come and you've written it down, you'll be able to really communicate exactly who you are, how they fit in, and how the internship is going to go. So those are four ideas there. You know, the buy-in, the 30-minute calls, the calibrating of projects, and a guidance document that I think would make a difference. There's lots of other things, but that will, I think, be one of extremely helpful.
You know, it's fantastic to be, I mean, obviously that relationship is so crucial because you're going to have this relationship throughout. So don't just wait until they show up and be like, okay, now let's get to know each other, doing that ahead of time. But let's step back even further to selecting our interns, usually going through an interview process. So how can companies or managers, whoever's on that hiring committee, go through the process to make the interview a great experience to help them select excellent interns who are going to do great work?
I think one of the big challenges with interviews is oftentimes they're asymmetric. A student is sharing everything about themselves without really knowing your background or the company's background so well. I like to start with sharing about myself, my background, and my organization. And that way, you set them at ease, and they have a sense of what to emphasize as they speak. That makes the interview far less onerous on them, far less stressful. Again, empathy front and center, put them at ease, start by sharing about yourself and your company. Also, if you want to get good at interviewing, I highly recommend asking the same questions of everybody. you'd be amazed at how well you develop an ear for the answers. You also start to get a sense of how those answers compare to other answers that you're getting. And then you get a sense of how prepared some of these students might be. Also their depth of knowledge. So asking the same questions, you know, if you have like 15 questions you're going to ask, ask those same 15 questions of everybody. And then you'll be able to really hear things that normally you can't when you're kind of drifting all around. I would also, in the interviewing process, I'd make sure that you have a deadline for when you're going to get back to the student with a yes or a no, and let them know that. And the key to that is you're respecting the student, which is another principle, respect, by saying, hey, we respect your time and we respect what you're up to for your internship search. And so we're going to tell you by a certain date, yes or no. If you can't do that, that's okay. By that certain date, tell them the new date. But get in communication. Way too often, organizations, companies do not get back to the students around, you know, what the timeline is or feedback and all that. And as a result, you know, they're left confused and unsure. And I don't know how much that makes them really like you as much. So that's a good tip right there. Let them know when you'll get back to them and do it. The last thing I'll say is, if you can, give the students some feedback on the interviews they have with you and have it be real feedback, something worthwhile. They crave that, and it will really have you stand out if you deliver it with warmth and empathy and care. So those are my kind of main points for improving the interviewing process.
Yeah, and what I like about that is that, yes, that helps you move through the process of selecting an excellent person, but it also helps the experience be excellent for the student, the potential interns, so that even if they are not the one that you end up selecting, they're going to have a good experience. They're going to talk to other students and other things about that and still reflect well on who you are, because that's part of your culture and values anyway. Because we're looking for these people who fit the company culture, and that's also helping where you're explaining who we are, what we're trying to accomplish, the purpose of why we're hiring an intern, and all of that up front. And as if they align with that, then as you start asking questions, they're going to weave things in that show that they're a good fit for the culture and stuff too.
Yeah, and they also, Jeff, it makes it conversational. You know, it kind of breaks down the asymmetry piece. You know, it's a wonderful way to go about it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, Robert, you were talking about respect for the student, the interns, but I know that another big word for you is dignity, and something that you want to be a part of any internships that you have, and certainly talk about in your books to help people create better internship experiences. Why is dignity something so important to you? And how would you maybe separate that or connect that with respect and empathy and some of these other principles?
Dignity is not just important to me. It's important to everyone. Now, there are some philosophers out there like Fernando Flores that talk about the 13 recurring domains of human concern. Most folks focus on money and career, education, and those are definitely recurring concerns for people. And dignity, though, is one of them. Dignity is just as important as all these other aspects of life that we focus on. So I see it as equally important, and I see it as something missing in the internship discourse. And that's why I'm writing books about it. And that's why I created the program I create for interns, because I'm committed that there's dignity in the internship discourse. Dignity is something these students crave. They're not exactly treated as respectfully as they ought to be. You know, they're treated fine, but, you know, not getting back to them, things like that. It really impacts their self-esteem. Not to mention, if you're going for one of those big investment banks, or you want to work in big tech, you know, to get an internship, your odds are 1 in 50 at an investment bank type organization and 1 in 100 at a big tech firm. So you're already going to be experiencing some challenges emotionally, mentally, going through the process. You come with dignity, it'll stand out and it'll help them. The other piece, though, is that student is interested in your industry, will probably end up in your industry, is going to remember you because they're about 18 to 22 years old, highly impressionable. And if you treat them with dignity, they'll remember that for 50 years, and they'll be in your industry for a lot of it. And if you don't, they'll also remember that. So it's also, there's an element of good business inside of that. The other piece of your question was respect and empathy versus dignity. I think they're intertwined. I mean, dignity and respect they go hand in hand. And it does take empathy to really be respectful of someone. So I view those all, you know, in a way interrelated. But there's an element about dignity, which to me goes beyond respect. It's something that is present, you know, for forever. You know, whereas I could respect you right now for a moment, or I could respect your question. But for me to have dignity in our relationship, that's going to go on, you know, kind of in my mind, far longer and be a great principle to think from whenever I interact with you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I love the impressions that we leave on the people, whether that's interns or, you know, we can expand that to all the people that we work with or interact with in our lives, like these impressions leave a mark and people remember those and how we made them feel. And so to that point then, Robert, what can employers do with the interns during that experience to help them feel that sense of fulfillment, like they are getting something useful and growing their skills and gaining experience is going to be helpful for them, whether or not they decide to come back and work for you full time after they're done with their schooling?
I think the number one thing is feedback. Students want feedback, or the intern, they want feedback. They want to know how they're doing, how could they improve. It's really, really important to them. And you can design your internship to have feedback on a daily basis, a weekly basis. So it could be temporal, but it also could be based on milestones when certain aspects of a project get done. You know, there's lots of ways to provide feedback, and I would make sure that there's some mechanism for that. The last thing you want to do is have them go for a month without any feedback. They will flounder, and they will get really anxiety laden, you know, not knowing if they're doing well or not and on track or not. So that, to me, feedback would be the number one thing to help an intern be fulfilled. The second thing is make sure that the projects that you give them, whatever work you give them, is right at a level that is their level. Don't make it too easy, because then they'll get bored and think that the work that your organization does, you know, isn't really worthwhile. And don't make it too hard, because then they may get frustrated and upset that they can't do it. This is where, you know, calibrating the project work, where, you know, it's got a good mix of easy and hard, but generally is right there in the appropriate level for them to do it, is, I think, a key for them to be fulfilled. You want them to finish the internship where they can look back with pride at what they accomplished. That is key. The last thing I'll say on this point, Jeff, is make sure that they have the opportunity to make their own decisions, right? So maybe have a few projects that they can choose which ones to work on, or have a few managers or other folks they could choose who to work with, right? So this takes a bit of planning, but the more they get a choice on who they're working with, what they're doing, and then with what they're doing, you know, choices are out there. It'll make all the difference. I have an intern working with me right now. He came up with an idea a month ago to create an Instagram page. And I know nothing about Instagram. I said, well, you know what? Research it, figure it out, and then show it to me. And so he did, and he ran with it. And he started putting together these videos that went absolutely viral. It hasn't even been a month, Jeff, and there's 67,000 followers on this Instagram page after 16 posts. And to me, that speaks to having the opportunity to be right at the level where he's at. He's interested in learning this material. I'm giving him feedback as he does it. And by and large, he's making his own decisions. He made the decision about Instagram. He makes the decisions about the videos themselves, etc. And I'm there empowering him. Empowerment's another principle. And they're empowering him to make sure he gets the most out of it. And you better believe he is fulfilled with the internship.
Now, that's fantastic. And so sometimes that's interesting. You're thinking about the projects you might want them to do, but being flexible there. And so that's from the employer side. We're also looking at, hey, we're bringing in an intern. We don't just want, this isn't only just a personal development program for the interns. It's also an opportunity for us to get some meaningful work out of this, which is why we want to hire them in the first place. We want them to do meaningful work, right? So how can employers best set up their programs to get this high value from the students they're taking on?
I made a mistake with my very first intern where I gave them the projects serially. You know, what happened was there would be downtime in between projects where, you know, we had to get the next one going. And the other challenge with that was, you know, if he got stuck on that project, he didn't have anything else really to do. And it occurred to me, this interns today, they're all multitaskers. So if they're multitaskers, they're able to work on many different things at the same time. And so now what I do is I give them five projects to start, five different projects. If they get stuck on one, they go to the other and they can move forward. So if your organization wants to get the most out of a, you know, college student or grad student who's a multitasker, then give them many projects and trust that they know how to allocate their time appropriately to get things done. What that does is it keeps them engaged, excited, and every day moving. I couldn't believe how much, you know, the interns I work with get done. But part of it is because there isn't any downtime. If they get stuck with something, they go to the other project. Or if they're waiting for data, they can do something else. Or they're waiting for feedback about a deliverable. Great, they're working on something else. So if you want to get the most out of your interns, I highly recommend giving them numerous projects from the beginning and trust that they can manage themselves through it. Of course, you're going to monitor and give them feedback and all that, but trust that they know how to allocate their time and work with that.
Yeah, a little bit of the variety is the spice of life, so they can mix up the things that they're working on over the course of their time together. So then now, Robert, as we've gone through the internship experience, I've gone through different projects and things, now we're coming up on the end of an internship experience, and we want to kind of wrap that up to finish strong, extract any of the learnings from the interns before they go back to school, and also help them finish in a way that they feel good about. And so how can managers and companies help to prepare for the end of the internship to make that a great experience?
I recommend about 3 weeks before the end of the internship to start the process of wrapping up the internship. Why? You want to avoid, in the last few days, all-nighters, stress. You want to avoid the feeling of unfulfillment and dissatisfaction when they hand in something and it's not quite what everyone's looking at or looking for. How do you do that? About 3 weeks before, sit down with the intern and say, okay, you got 3 weeks left. Let's lay out what you're doing and what looks like will get done and what looks like won't get done. And let's talk about it and kind of make a plan. Okay, and say, okay, these things you're not going to do. These things, okay, great. Now let's look at what the deliverable is going to look like from now. And let's aim to get everything done, not on the last day, but about a week before. So 3 weeks before, you're planning to get everything done in 2 weeks. Let's get that going. And that way, if there's anything off, anything missing, you have a few day buffer to get it straightened out, figured out, so that, again, the intern leaves fulfilled, they got something done, and you as the manager are confident that the work they're going to do really adds value because you've looked at it weeks before and you're like, okay, here we are. And it ends up wrapped up in a very nice bow. The other piece to it too, simultaneously, is make sure that you give them a survey. Don't have them fill it out in 1 hour. Tell them, here's a survey. Take your time filling this out over the next few weeks. Okay, I want you to really reflect on the experience here and be as frank as possible so that you can help next year's interns. So we'll take that survey and we'll use that information to support the next intern. Lastly, what I always recommend is give them a second survey, and this one is for them to give to their parents. Find out how the internship was for them through their parents as well. These interns, they go home. They're with their parents the rest of the day. The parents may be, you know, driving them to the internship, picking them up. They're hearing stuff. It would really help as the manager to understand how the internship occurs to the parents. And that way, you can also think about how to improve the internship beyond just what the intern is telling you. So those are some of the things I recommend in that, what we call the closeout process.
Yeah, fantastic ideas to collect that feedback and finish strong and help them feel like they've really accomplished something as they're coming up to the end of that internship. Robert, this has been a fabulous discussion. At this point, we're going to move over to our Take Action Today segment. When we come back, we'll get one final piece of actionable advice from Robert. We'll be right back. Now it's time for our Take Action Today segment of the show. Robert, we've had a lot of great discussion about how both interns and companies can create and co-create a fabulous internship experience. Now, whether people are on either side of that situation, whether we're talking to potential interns, we'll have listeners who are in that side, and we have people who are hiring managers and organizational leaders who are trying to create great programs, what action would you suggest that they take to help make internships a fabulous experience?
Jeff, they can go to my website, agilerainmakers.com, and we have a blog there that talks about internships that's very useful for both interns and for managers. Similarly, it's on my page, robertjquarry.com. Either one of those, sign up for the blog, get the newsletter, and start reading about internship, internship design, how to get the most out of it. That would be the best thing that anyone could do.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks again so much for being with us. If people are interested in connecting more with you, finding your book and anything else, where would you point them, Robert?
The books, How to Intern Successfully and Intern Management, are available on Amazon, and they're print on demand. They show up within 2 days. It's pretty amazing. So I would go there, go to Amazon and look up those books, and there'll be a couple more coming in the next few years. So stay tuned.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks again for being with us, and wishing nothing but continued success with your books and obviously creating great internship experiences for your company and others. So thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeff.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions. You can go to engineeringmanagementinstitute.org, where you'll find a summary of the key points discussed in the episode, as well as links to any of the resources or websites that we mentioned in the episode. And don't forget to check out any upcoming live webinars for this month at the website as well. Additionally, for any engineers who feel like they need extra help taking the next career step or finding clarity in their careers, I've created some free training resources with an opportunity to join a more intensive program called the Engineering Career Accelerator. You can find more information at engineeringcareeraccelerator.com, or you can go grab my Career Clarity Checklist found at www.engineeringcareeraccelerator.com/career-clarity. Until next time, I wish you the best in all of your engineering endeavors.